Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS Newsroom.
Yesterday, it was Westchester, Rockland, and the Mid-Hudson region. Today, Long Island hits phase four of its reopening. With a look at what that means, we go live to Garden City in Nassau County. WCBS reporter Sean Adams. Sean?
Yeah, it means COVID is on the retreat here on Long Island. So phase four is another step toward life as we knew it. Here's Nassau County Executive Laura Curran.
We're down to 49 hospitalizations. That's down five. We have one COVID patient on a ventilator and four in the ICU in our 11 hospitals. And I am happy to report we have zero new deaths.
Phase four sees a return of many culturally important experiences. Museums like the Cradle of Aviation here in Garden City, aquariums, zoos, historical sites. Television shows and movies can start production again. Pro sporting events can proceed without spectators, though. Universities and colleges can reopen, but there is still no plan for other schools in the fall. Governor Cuomo will also have to decide when to reopen some pretty major things here: malls, movie theaters, and gyms. Officials say you've done a great job, but remain vigilant. Wear your mask, keep your distance, and be wary of out-of-state travel, because there are so many COVID hotspots all across the country right now. Live in Garden City, Sean Adams, WCBS News Radio 880.
No new coronavirus deaths in Nassau. Well, yesterday marked a similar milestone in Connecticut. For the first time since March, there were no coronavirus deaths reported in Connecticut. Hospitalizations ticked up just a little from Monday to Tuesday. The positive test rate, a little under 1%. Yesterday was primary election day in New Jersey. The primary results have set up some interesting congressional matchups for November. Let's go live to Jersey. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond. Marla?
And Steve, the incumbents held off progressive challengers, with the exception of New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District, where Bridget Harrison was defeated by former schoolteacher Amy Kennedy. She's the wife of former Congressman Patrick Kennedy, who is the son of Teddy Kennedy, in a stunning blow to the powerful South Jersey Democratic machine. Harrison conceded an hour after the polls closed.
South Jersey stands united that Jeff Andrew must go. And as Democrats, we now stand committed to putting the recent past behind us and unite together to beat him in November. And that, my friends, begins right now.
Van Drew was swept into office in the midterm elections, but switched parties last year to support President Trump during the House impeachment trial. In northern New Jersey, Representatives Josh Gottheimer and Bill Pascrell are expected to win once all of the mail-in ballots are counted. There are thousands of them. Most people voted by mail. County boards of election have until the 14th for final results. And we're live in New Jersey. Marla Diamond, WCBS News Radio 880.
Marla, thank you. And something I know you witnessed firsthand yesterday, long lines and even some fist fights as New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission offices opened yesterday for the first time in 3 months. In some cases, police told people to go home. The line at the office in Oakland was actually shut down before 9 a.m. Adding to the confusion, you can no longer take care of licensing and vehicle transactions at the same office. That's now done at separate facilities. Governor Murphy was asked about the MVC mess on CBS 2. He said most people can take care of their business online.
A lot of folks are in line that don't have to be in line, and that would be a huge game changer for everybody.
The governor recommends people go to njmvc.gov to see if they can avoid the lines and take care of their business on their computer. Live to the Weather Center, meteorologist Bill Dager is in for Craig today. Looks like a warm, muggy day today, Bill.
It certainly does, Steve, and it's starting out that way this morning. Temperatures in the mid and upper 70s across the city. The humidity is sky high, making it feel even worse out there. And as we head into the afternoon, we'll be a little warmer than yesterday at 86, and it'll feel like the low 90s when you factor in the humidity. We'll see a mix of sun and clouds, and like yesterday, some pop-up showers and storms this afternoon and early this evening. Should be fairly isolated and mainly west of the city. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 74. Tomorrow looks dry with sunshine. It will be hot and humid, though, high around 90, feeling like at least the mid-90s. And then Friday, we're tracking an area of low pressure moving up the eastern seaboard. May bring us some tropical downpours, some showers and storms in the afternoon and at night after a high of 84. Right now, temperatures range from 71 in Irvington to 78 in Little Neck. It's partly sunny and 76 in Midtown. And Steve, we're heading up to 86.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.